This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Mrs. Fennelli called Bert and let him know that the telephone network was down in Minnesota through a construction event. And so Bert wanted to share something with the class, and so I have him on the speakerphone. Now, he cannot hear the return, so the only thing that Bert can hear is me. Bert, you are on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, Vince. Hey, you know, so sorry about the problems, but, you know, we were going to talk today on EVs and teach another class, and I've been researching it. So, you know, yesterday, Vince, I went to the dealer, and you know, I thought it was the patriotic thing to do and also to help out U.S. Prepares. So I bought a new EV and figured, you know, I could give a true life story. But the problem is when I went there to pick it up and drive it home, they said I can't charge it. Governor's orders, we couldn't charge the car. So, and I got to get it off the lot. So, man, what a challenge it was. So all last night, sorry if I'm not in top shape, I had to push it home. Vince, it's really hard because you got to keep jumping out to steer it and then push it because my wife left for the week because we're not allowed to use the air conditioning, so she went to visit her sister in Canada. So I got to do this all by myself. I got it home, and, man, you know how hard that is to jump out and push it and then get back in to adjust the steering, and, God forbid, you got to stop it and then start over again at the lights. So anyway, I made it home, and I was all prepared to go on the air and teach class today about what I learned and you know, recap some of the lessons on EVs. And, you know, the topic was going to be EVs, where do we stand? And I guess we got a problem with the phone connection. So, man, it's one problem after another there, Vince.
So, Bert, just very quickly, the connection is not that great, but just very quickly, if you had it to do all over again, would you buy an electric vehicle? I mean, after this experience with, you know, pushing it home?
No. I do think there's some benefit, though, in a plug-in hybrid, because then you have two gas tanks. You can use gasoline and go the distance, and you got a small battery. And you can go, you know, locally on electric, and then you can also get better mileage by, you know, charging the small battery as you drive from the gas engine. So I think there's some merit in that. But these all electric, especially the ones with the big, huge batteries, because, you know, everybody's fighting to go more miles. You know, they want to go 300 and 400 miles. That battery is enormous. When you actually look at what the resources of the planet that went into making that battery, producing that battery, and then what it's going to take out of our planet for the next 100 years to dispose of those batteries. We do not know how to recycle EV batteries. So, to answer your question, Vince, I think there's some benefit to plug-in hybrids, but the all EVs, I think it's crazy, especially now. I mean, can you believe the timing? The governor says we're going all EV, and then the next week tells us we can't charge them. I mean, man, and my leg's still hurting because, you know, Vince, I wish you were here to help me. You could have at least steered while I pushed. But anyway, I'll talk about it next week.
Bert,
if you want to teach, have me teach a class on Thursday.
Just one quick question.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Bert, the phone lines are back up. So tell you what, why don't you call in, and I'll put you on, okay? Jason, I'll put you on, I'll put you on.
I might be a little slow. I'm walking slow, but I'll
all right.
And Vince, that's good news.
All right, great. All right, see you in a couple seconds.
Thank you.
All right, class, that was Bert, a little humor there, but he does have two electric vehicles. I think he has buyer's remorse. And, you know, there's an interesting thing about this. There is there's an article that on Zero Hedge, and, you know, gasoline prices are sky high. I mean, Joe's brought us the highest prices that we've ever had. But the price of electricity is going up like crazy, too. So it's possible. It is absolutely possible that electric cars, not only do they cost more to buy, not only do they cost more when you have them tuned up, meaning $30,000 for a new battery, but it's possible that the cost per mile is going to be even higher than the cost per mile for gasoline or diesel. That's absolutely possible. And here's an interesting thing. And wait till the government figures this out. Wait till they decide that, you know what, these batteries, we haven't figured out how we're going to recycle them. So in the meantime, we're going to have to charge for the research and development for the recycling of the batteries. So the government may set up a fund to pay for that, and they may say, you know what? So all you guys who have had your vehicles titled to you that are electric vehicles, we are going to charge you $3,000 a year for this fund because you're not paying road tax, but you're going to have to pay this recycling tax or this reuse tax for the battery bank. So they may come up with a number like $3,000 a year, or it may phase in. They may say, well, you know, it's going to be real low for the first year, maybe only $1,999.99 for the first year, and then the second year would be $2,900, and then $39,000, then $49,000, you know, pretty soon. But we got to get up to that $30,000 because these battery banks cost $30,000. So we're going to have to recover that somehow. So we'll have to charge you a tax for this. Imagine what's going to happen to the used car market for electric vehicles. People will be paying you to take their electric car.
Hey, Bert, Ben.
You sound great.
Yeah, so I'm back on. But, I mean, it's kind of depressing. I have this new EV now in front of my house, and man, I'm afraid to, next week when I'm allowed to charge it, I'm afraid to drive it because then the same thing might happen again.
Bert, if you knew ahead of time that the cost of electricity was going to go up and that it would cost more per mile than gasoline or diesel, would you have still bought an electric car?
Of course not. The whole benefit, we've talked about this in class many times. The benefit is the fact that the electric motor is so efficient. I mean, that's the overwhelming reason for electric cars. Electric motor, 90% efficient. Gas engine, 20-25%. So the answer is no, Vince.
Here's what I hear. It sounds to me like the government, you know, the feds and the brilliance of Newsom, your governor, are in the business of destroying the internal combustion engine with no real replacement for heavy-duty use. There is no electric tractor on the drawing board that is viable. You can't buy one. You can't buy a farm tractor that's electric. So after we destroy the ability to continue manufacturing internal combustion engines, it's going to be really hard to get back here. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. So Volkswagen had, we used to call them bugs. They thought that was not a good term, so they called them Beetles. So Volkswagen called their air-cooled four-cylinder bug, they called it a Beetle. I'm talking in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Well, it seemed that around in the 70s, people were starting to fall out of love with this, you know, little handy little economical 30-mile-per-gallon bug with a, you know, stick shift. Spartan, you know, not all that comfortable, not all that crash-worthy, but it got good fuel economy. So they took it out of production. And people said, wait a minute, we love those things. We love those bugs. And Volkswagen responded and said, look, you know, we're selling these for around $2,000 a piece, maybe a little bit more, maybe $2,200, $2,300. We took them out of production. To put it, we got rid of all the tooling. To put that thing back in production, it would cost $65,000. That's the truth. So when we destroy the internal combustion engine, and by the way, airplanes use them, you know, propeller airplanes, they use them. There's no electric airplane that's viable. Even if you put solar panels on the wings, it's still not enough real estate on the wings to power an airplane. There's no train. If you put solar panels on every car on a train, it still won't work. And trains are electric powered. But they are. Those trains that you see bellowing black smoke have a diesel engine connected directly to a generator. So the diesel engine is a really powerful engine connected to a generator that produces electricity, and there are electric motors at the wheels. It's kind of an electric train, except it's diesel powered. And the reason, the only reason that train engines are electric motor driven is because we can't make a clutch or a transmission that will withstand the torque that's necessary to get the train moving. But we can power the wheels with electric motors. But we can't make a clutch that's connected to a diesel engine. That's the problem. So now you know why we use electric trains with diesel-powered engines. Bro, you had a lot to talk about today. What's next?
Yeah, and by the way, steam locomotives somehow must have overcome that, but that the little steam engines were before my time.
Well, steam engines had a valve, and what they did was, and they had pressure releases. That's why you'd hear them, you know, release the pressure from the boiler. But steam is really, really powerful. Really powerful. There's a video on YouTube, a brand new John Deere tractor, you know, 100 horsepower, back-to-back with a big chain, heavy chain, connecting the rear of the John Deere brand new tractor with a 20 horsepower antique steam engine tractor. And, you know, it's a tug of war in dirt, and all of a sudden, I mean, this starts, and the John Deere starts pulling the steam engine backwards. And John Deere's winning for a real short time. And then the steam engine starts developing its full 20 horsepower and drags that John Deere backwards. Steam is really, really powerful. Really powerful. And all you have to do is have a valve to apply the pressure of the steam to the piston of the steam locomotive, and that's the clutch. It's the valve. It's not a mechanical clutch like, you know, you have with a pickup truck or a Volkswagen Bug or a motorcycle or an ATV. I'm looking forward to what you've got next, Bert. So we'll be right back with Bert. I'm so glad we got this fixed.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This, and Bert, I just need to flesh out one thing. Class, I was talking about a fire drill, and that's your homework for tonight. So at 6 o'clock, if you choose to do this, you shut off the breakers for everything except a medical emergency, or, you know, medical devices that you need for life support, and your refrigeration for, you know, your food. So you keep your freezer breaker on, you keep your refrigerator breaker on, but you put tape on the faucet handles, the toilet flush handle. So you're simulating no water and no electricity. Okay, and so it begins at 6 o'clock. That's when you shut off the breakers. You all sit around the kitchen table, and you figure out what you like and what you don't like. And you may say, shoot, you know, who forgot to buy the batteries for the flashlight or the dry cells? Who forgot to charge the flashlights? Where are the matches for the candles? Where are the candles? Do we have any kerosene? Do we have a kerosene lamp? Gosh, it's hot. You know, there's no air conditioning. The lights are out. So what does this really mean? It means everything that runs on electricity is not working. So what is that? What is that? Well, that's your appliances. It's your water heater. It's your air conditioning. It's your cooling system. It's you know, it would be the refrigerator, the freezer. It would be the washing machine, the dryer, the electric stove. It would be the igniter for your gas stove. Your television, your cell phone, all that. And for those who only have electric can openers, they're not going to work. So you write down everything you don't like. Boy, this is lousy. You know, it looks like we're going to have a can of beans if we can figure out how to open them. Do anybody know where the screwdriver and the hammer is? So we can open this can. So you write down all these things. And then That's what you make sure you prepare for. You write down all the things you don't like, and you go, wow, this is pure lousy. So on Tuesday, give us a call and let us know what you didn't like. I've been offering up this homework for 11 years so far. I think only one person actually did it. Only one person. Okay. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince. So we're going to talk about Texas Power Grid. We're going to talk about California Power Grid. And Vince, I got a couple of well-wishers that wanted to make sure my back's okay after pushing that vehicle into my driveway. And by the way, you know, we're not, this isn't about me, but real quick, you know, when I got home last night, finally, and, you know, my back's hurting, and so I go in the refrigerator and I get out a cold beer and pop it and turn on the TV, and Vince, there's Brandon, and the guy's telling me, I mean, I'm hurting as it is, I'm thinking about how I'm going to make it through the weekend, and there's this guy, Brandon, telling me I'm a semi-fascist. I don't even know what that is, Vince. And the guy's on TV with this dark background and this red blood-colored soldiers in the background, and he's calling me a fascist, a semi-fascist.
Well, he has...
Can you? What was that? I mean, am I in the Twilight Zone?
Well, I think, yeah, we probably are. But he has, at $180,000 per year, this gal that looks like a Raggedy Ann doll, and that's his press secretary. And she was asked, what is a semi-fascist? And she doesn't know. She is either a pathological, serial, perpetual liar, or she is the most ignorant person this side of our galaxy. It's unbelievable. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, Vince, I couldn't figure it out because I heard him say something. If I heard this right, he said, if you don't believe with the majority of Americans, then you're an extremist. But I'm pretty good at math, and I saw that the guy has a 20% approval rating. He doesn't even have a positive approval in his own political party. But 20%, that sounds pretty minority. So does that mean if you support the current guy who's president, you're an extremist? Because that's, if I did the math right, that's what it sounds like.
Well, Bert, okay, the word extremist doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Just like someone who is an anarchist doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Because anarchists can do good work. They can do wonderful things. It's just that no one's telling them to do wonderful things. So, am I an extremist? You bet. I am an extremist. And I can prove it. I drive an old antique jalopy. I have a solar system that I built with our family. That's extreme because not everybody has one. I raise cows with our family. That's an extreme thing. Not everybody
that
does.
Non-high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said that she'd be happy to drain Texas of all of its illegal residents and welcome them to Chicago this week.
A song of welcome for our brothers and sisters who are now here in our city and traveling from far away, looking for and seeking the same thing that all of us want: peace, safety, shelter, be able to raise their children in a way that they have the ability to prosper.
Argentina's vice president and former president narrowly avoided assassination Thursday night after a Brazilian man's handgun jammed as he aimed it at her point blank. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was visibly shaken, but not harmed. The suspect was arrested. Visit us, usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The August jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday revealed good news and some not-so-good news. Employers added 315 jobs last month despite a sputtering economy. The unemployment rate jumped from 3.5% to 3.7%. On the wrong side of the Constitution of the United States, Democrat lawmakers in California failed to replace an existing gun control bill that the United States Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional Thursday, leaving the state's concealed carry regulations unenforceable. Democrat State Senator Anthony Portantino before the Supreme Court decision.
And what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to do with this bill, is take the Supreme Court decision and use it as a roadmap so we have a broad bill. There's no question that we want to be broad, but we also want to be constitutional. We want to craft something that is going to withstand the court challenge that may or may not come. But we want to make sure that we do everything we can in our power to prevent a tragedy.
The U.S. Navy's westernmost naval shipyard is revamping its processes and its collaboration between departments in a bid to finish more submarine repair work on time. The commanding officer said of the Pearl Harbor Navy shipyard, the shipyard has four dry docks plus pier space to work on submarines and surface ships. Enjoy yourself and be safe this Labor Day weekend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Extreme, fanatic, rabid, radical, revolutionary, revolutionist, ultra, crazy. Those are the words that Merriam-Webster uses as synonyms for extremist. Well, let me tell you what extremist really means. That's hogwash. So, If you look at a bell curve and you look at standard deviations and you look at the area under a bell curve, like the middle of the bell curve is from the center point left and the center point right, that's 34% each, that's 68%. If you look at the area of two standard deviations from the midpoint, that's 95%. If you look at three standard deviations, the area most visible under the bell curve, that's 99.7%. So the extremes would be 0.15%, a total of 0.3% is the extreme. Now, how does that mean revolutionary? It doesn't. It just means on the edge. And being on the edge, heck, that means that everybody who lives on the coast of the United States, left and right, is an extremist because they live on the edge. What I'm telling you is this buffoon is, he's convincing people that words mean different things from what they mean. Extreme means a lot, on the edge. That's what, it doesn't mean mass murder. It doesn't. It just means there's less of them. I am an extremist by definition because I'm a farmer. I'm an extremist because I drive a diesel car. I'm an extremist because I drive an old jalopy. I'm an extremist because I fix my own tires. I'm an extremist because I have old everything. I'm an extremist because I sit behind a microphone 5 days a week. I'm an extremist because I read a lot. I'm an extremist because I built a house. I'm an extremist because I fix everything that I possibly can and avoid hiring anybody to do anything because I figure I can do it at least as well as they do. I'm an extremist. And I believe our class is nothing but extremists. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. If we had more extremists, we wouldn't have anywhere near the problems that we have.
Hey, Vince, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm just, checking my blood pressure.
Okay. No, we had a connection problem there at coming off the break.
Okay. Well, so, I don't know if you heard me, but I just defined what an extremist is. And,
yeah.
And Merriam-Webster is absolutely flat out wrong.
Well, I think Brandon's wrong because, by definition, his narrow wing of his own party, the funny thing, Vince, is if he had come in as president and just kind of gone to the center and pulled people together like he said he would, I wouldn't say he would be a great president, but he would have been okay, and it would have been helpful. But for whatever reason, he did not do that. I mean, it's kind of strange that he just let these kind of wackos dictate what their policy would be and put through all this massive spending for all these crazy things, which, by the way, causes inflation, and we've talked about this before. So then the Fed's raising interest rates to combat the inflation caused by the massive government spending. So you got one branch of government trying to put out the fire from the other branch of government, and it doesn't really work very well. That's what you call stagflation. So that's what we're facing right now, Vince.
Yeah, and in about 5 days, we're going to get a chance to watch a documentary class. And it's called My Son, Hunter.
Man, yeah, I saw the preview, Vince. It's kind of dark. I don't know if I want to. I understand it's true, but I watched the preview, and it just gave me a dark chill. But, hey, Vince, I got a factoid.
Well, we need to know. We need to know more about what this ilk has been doing, is doing, and why we have been sold down. But, so, you're going to talk about power? I think that's really important.
Yeah. So, Texas, you can contrast Texas and California. We both had power problems. A lot of people don't know that in February 2021, Hundreds of people died in Texas when the power went out. I mean, it was just horrible. Hundreds of people died. And so this summer, Texas has had record electrical demand 11 times so far already. Summer's not over. And it's been okay. And it's been okay because they've spent over $1 billion in additional funding to try and get their power grid in order. If you remember, one of the problems is they had not enough natural gas burning. They had windmills that quit working. There's not a lot of solar power in February, and it was just, you know, everything going wrong at the wrong time. So they have made an effort, and they've avoided any blackouts. And, again, it was through spending and a combination of asking industrial users to turn down their usage during peak times, giving incentives, and spending a lot of money, over $1 billion extra, which, of course, raised the costs. But it looks like everything's holding together. California, we'll see, because this weekend we're expecting to have record power demand. We're expecting record heat for this. You know, we generally do get high heat in early September, but we're expecting potentially record temperatures going into this weekend and early next week. We'll see what happens. But the problem is California, they have these people in charge who are ideologues who never really work real jobs. And by and by, the people in government, especially in the highest positions, are people that try to put forth this ideological thinking, but they're not really, I mean, being practical. And the best example, I mean, for the whole world to see is what just happened the last couple of weeks, which I know you discussed in the first hour class about how they announced no more gasoline cars to be sold by 2035. And then the very next week, ask everybody not to charge their electric vehicles. And they don't even think that maybe this doesn't sound too good. That doesn't even occur to them. They're just so uncoordinated. And, you know, I think there are, as I said, some benefits to electric engines. But let's let the market decide what's what. And we're only beginning to deal with the ecological disaster of how to recycle the batteries. And Vince, we talked before, it extends to a lot of things in the so-called green energy. We tried to show the picture of the massive windmill fan blades that cannot be recycled. They can't be burnt. We're dumping them in mass graves in pits in the desert and covering them up with topsoil, and they're going to sit there for hundreds of years. How long can we keep doing that, Vince?
Well, they're going to sit there for millions of years until the sun increases in size and swallows the earth. They'll be there until then. And, you know, there's some off-gassing for the production of windmill turbine blades. I don't know if you've read the news about that. Germany has thousands of times a toxic pollutant in their air from the off-gassing of the manufacturing of the blades. So they make these blades, and everything seems to be great, and then they start spinning in the sun, and the sun bakes them, and they get warm, and then the off-gassing, it's volatilized. These chemicals are volatilized into the air, and people are breathing this air, and they're killing themselves, you know, for clean energy. So there is this belief that electricity is clean, but it's not clean any way you look at it. It's not clean if it's a nuclear power sourced. It's not clean if it's natural gas. It's not clean if it's coal. It's not clean if it's hydro, because it takes an enormous amount of cement and diesel fuel to make a hydro plant, and then the copper wire and all the excavation for the, you know, the rare earth minerals and materials and elements. You put all this together, there's no such thing as clean energy. I mean, you can say we can take carbon out of the equation, and absolutely you can, by doing nothing. If you do nothing, you've taken carbon out of the equation. If you do anything, you're putting carbon in the equation. Anything at all.
Vince, I have a question for you. It's a quiz. So, one, you know what private jets are. So, a private jet that, say, Leonardo DiCaprio or John Kerry flies, Can you guess in 1 hour how much CO2, 1 hour flight, so you can't really go anywhere in an hour, but let's say they're going from New York to Washington, that's about an hour. How much CO2 does that plane emit, that private jet, compared to an average American family? So would you say that that jet emits in 1 hour the CO2 a family would emit in an hour, in a day?
No.
Can you take a guess? One hour.
I'm thinking 8 to 10 years.
Well, you went the right direction. One private jet in 1 hour emits the CO2 that an average American family uses in 3.5 months. 1 hour.
Well, that's what they say, and it all depends on it depends on what average is, depends on what it depends on how they measure it. But if you've ever been on an airport runway, you know this is the exhaust. You can't breathe it. You'll die breathing it. So if you look at the overall pollution, not just carbon, but overall pollution, degradation of the air, the particulates, all that, I'll bet you it's close to what I said.
Well, it might be, especially when you can, and that's, you know, throwing out 1 hour. So if you take an average flight going New York to L.A., it probably is a year. So one plane, one flight versus a year for a whole family. So I'm a saint outlaw private jets, but
I am.
It's kind of two-faced that these people are flying around telling everybody to save the planet, and they're emitting all that pollution while they go and do it, and somehow they think they're special. You know, in their minds, I guess they think they're exempt. And has John Kerry ever worked a real job in his entire life?
Well, I think when he was claiming that he was on a Swift boat, I think that was probably a real job, trying to get, you know, people to believe.
Well, he was in the military.
He was a hero.
So back down. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about that he was a hero, to get people to believe that. That must have been a job.
Well,
let's say this. There's a lot of work trying to convince us that. We'll be right back. Greg's on the line.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bess, if you're interested in camping, just send me an email, and I'll respond to you individually. We're trying really hard to get the campsite up. I've been working on the website, pictures. I will respond to you individually and see if we can make it happen. That works, you know, on your schedule. So, instructor@usapreparis.com, instructor@usapreparis.com. Also, if you have any comments about the kind of broadcasting that we're doing, what we're teaching, I'd love to hear pro, con. What are your thoughts? Do you like it? You want us to add any topics, etc.? One last thing before Greg comes on. According to thesaurus.com, they say extremist is a revolutionist, a revolutionary, a radical, a supremacist. They got it wrong, too. That's not what extreme means to me. Greg, welcome. You're on with Bert.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I apologize to not being able to get on this morning. I got some important subjects to talk about, and I guess we'll do that on Tuesday, the first hour, and maybe Friday, too. But anyway, I had a comment. When people start bringing up the Green New Deal and this new technology and electricity, and they want to completely abolish fossil fuels, I want you to think and use your educated past and your basic knowledge of being able to rub a few brain cells together and think about how these things are processed, such as metal. How do we smelter metal? How do we melt plastic? Where do we get all this stuff? It all takes fossil fuels. And if you think you can abolish those, think again. These automobile plants, even for making electric cars, take so much fossil fuels, it's just ridiculous. Your thoughts, Vincent?
You can't make an electric car without fossil fuels, period. And fractional distillation, if you look at fractional distillation, you take a barrel of crude oil, you're going to get fixed percentages of tar for the roads, plastics, gasoline, diesel, kerosene, lubricating oils, and gases. That's what you get. And so if you say, well, we don't need any more gasoline and diesel fuel, so we'll just stop. Well, what are we going to do with the gasoline? Because when you refine crude oil, you're gonna get gasoline.
You know, that was the
garbage.
What
are you gonna do with it?
That was the garbage they used to throw out in the early days of the oil industry. They didn't know what to do with the gasoline until they invented gasoline engines.
They wanted the kerosene for kerosene lamps, and they wanted lubricating oil, which they used whale oil for. Yes, you're absolutely right. So what they did was, my dad told me this. He said, Vinny, in the early days of refining, what's that? I think that's Greg. Yeah. In the early days of refining, what happened is what Bert said. They didn't know what to do with gasoline, so they poured it in rivers, and the rivers would catch fire. The rivers would catch fire. Greg, we have a terrible connection. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Okay, Bert, back to you. Did I lose Bert? Oh, okay. Okay, so Jason just told me, and you probably heard it, that what happened is both connections broke at the same time with this hammering sound, and we couldn't hear them, so we lost both Bert and Greg. So, class, back to your fire drill this evening. So 5:30, you let everybody know that in 30 minutes at 6 o'clock, you're going to have a fire drill, and it's going to be no power. So you shut off the breakers for everything but medical devices that you need for, you know, to stay alive. And don't do this if you think it's dangerous. And you're going to put some tape across the faucets of your sinks, tape across the flush handle of your toilet, and tape across the refrigerator. Or just remember that there's no electricity, so there's nothing refrigerated in the refrigerator or freezer. You can't use the water because the grid's down, and you're simulating a grid down situation. And you're going to find out that it is absolutely terrible. The children are going to say, I got to use my cell phone. You go, no, you can't use it because the battery's dead. Okay? You're simulating the battery being dead of your cell phone. So you can't order anything. You can't watch any movies. You can't look at Netflix. You can't buy anything at Sam's Club or Walmart.com. You can't go surfing and reading the news because there's no electricity. You're simulating that. So now you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do in the quiet. And your gas stove isn't going to work because it has an automatic igniter that goes click, 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 click to start the flame. Your electric stove isn't going to work because it's powered by electricity. And there's no hot water because your electric hot water heater's not working. There's no air conditioning because that's powered by electricity. It's going to be dark and it's going to be quiet. And you'll be able to reflect on all the things you don't like. And that's when you have your pencil and paper out and you write down all the things that you don't like and you make sure that it doesn't happen again. So you're going to get a manual can opener. You're going to get some liquid dishwashing detergent because you're going to be washing dishes by hand. You're going to be doing a lot of things that you probably didn't think you were going to do. Call me on Tuesday. I'd love to hear what your reaction was.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.